Okay. Call the meeting to order. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1881, Harold R. Ennis Jr. and Dick Ennis Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to operate businesses related to grass cutting, power washing, marine services and sales, and also construction services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.5188 acres, more or less, lying southwest corner of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and Route 277, also known as Angola Road. A gentleman for the record on this application. We did get an exhibit booklet, black spiral bound, on December 30th of 2010. And that contains a copy of the deed to the property, a site plan depicting existing and proposed buildings, a copy of DLDOT service level evaluation request, DLDOT comments in response to that request, a copy of the application form, references to compliance with the zoning code and the 2008 comprehensive land use plan, suggested proposed findings of fact, and a letter in support from Barbara Dorman, a neighbor. On January 10th of 2011, we received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum and referencing that the site is located in the Angola Neck planning area, that wastewater capacity is not available at this time, that the proposed use will use an on-site septic system, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a sewer district at this time, and that when the county does provide sewer service, a connection to the system will be mandatory. The county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. On February 16th, 2011, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements. And I think they were specifically addressing the vacant parcel on this application. We did receive six letters in support of the application. They were from Catherine Stubbe, Ron and Darlene Paragallo, Charles and Dorothy Gross, and Betty Miller, Dion Benevento, Keith G. Anderson, and Peter Bish, and Charles Brown. And for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of those letters rather than read them, but they were all in support. I also provide one for the applicant. I also provide, for the benefit of the commission, copies of the a survey that wasn't a part of the booklet. It was in the file. It shows the existing lot where the existing home and parking lot is on them, just southwest of the intersection with Angola Road. And that's all I have. Much of a question.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application, either for or against, other than the applicant? Okay, I just wanted to let you know that the exhibits here are kind of hard to see from where you're sitting. If you would like to come up and take a look at them, feel free to do so at any time during the hearing. We just ask that you do it quietly. Okay, thank you. Chair recognizes Ms. Carmi.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine. I represent the applicants, Harold R. Ennis Jr. and Dick Ennis Incorporated. Mr. Ennis is in attendance tonight and is seated to my left and to your right. As Mr. Lank had stated, we did submit a booklet in support of this application for the commission's review and consideration. This application does seek a conditional use of land in an AR1 district to operate existing businesses related to grass cutting, power washing, marine services and sales, and construction services. The conditional use of land consists of approximately 1.5188 acres. The property, the one parcel, is currently improved by a residential structure, which is currently occupied and used by the applicant as his primary residence, and is also being used as an office for these existing businesses, which are, again, related to grass cutting, power washing, marine services and sales, and construction. The applicant does seek a conditional use to continue to operate these businesses on the property and to construct a separate one-story structure for his business operations and to store parts related to those businesses. The purpose of this separate structure is to basically separate his home life from his businesses, but to continue to maintain his office in close proximity to his residence. This proposed use meets the purpose of the zoning code. Again, the property is located in the AR1 district. The purpose of the AR1 zoning district is to provide for low-density, single-family residential development, together with such churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses, which are normally compatible with residential surroundings. The conditional uses allowed within the AR1 district include residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when purposes of the chapter are more fully met by the issuance of the conditional use. The proposed use also complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, June 2008. The plan identifies this property as being located in the environmentally sensitive developing area. The permitted uses in this in the environmentally sensitive developing area include retail and office uses. In addition, the plan provides that careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. The proposed use, again, is to operate the businesses of the applicant on the property, and this falls within the permitted uses as identified by the plan. In addition, the conditional use, if granted, will not adversely affect neighboring areas. The property is located on the corner of Route 24 and Angola Road. I'm sure you're all very familiar with this area. There's a variety of uses in this area. The adjoining property is residential. The owner of this property has submitted a letter of support, which was included in our booklet that was submitted to the to the commission. The property across the street has a conditional use for commercial uses for a wastewater treatment facility. The property which adjoins that property is currently operating a landscaping business known as Dorman's Lawn Care on the property. If you travel east on 24, there's a fire station. About 3/4 of a mile east of the property on 24, we have Peddler's Village, which has gas stations and retail uses. If you travel around the corner on Angola Road, there's a produce stand, Hearst Lawn Care, and the Dry Dock, which are all in close proximity to this property. Therefore, it's our opinion that this use is in character with uses which are in close proximity to the property. The applicant has been operating his businesses on this property for the past 10 years. The applicant has received no complaints from neighboring property owners with regard to the proposed use. The grass cutting, power washing, and marine services and sales businesses are, for the most part, seasonal businesses, as they provide services approximately 6 to 8 months out of the year. The applicant does not seek to expand any of the existing businesses. In addition, there are already a line of mature evergreens on site. The applicant does propose to continue to plant additional evergreens every 8 feet to provide a perimeter, a buffer around the entire site. In addition, there will be no adverse impact on traffic in the area. A service level evaluation was requested by the applicant, and DelDOT advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended. In the booklet, we have proposed some self-imposed conditions for your consideration. For example, some of those conditions include no storage of boats on the property, even though the applicant will be repairing boats if this conditional use is approved. There will be no storage of boats. The applicant intends to have no more than 5 employees at the property during any period of time. The proposed hours of operations are 7 days a week, with hours on Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. and hours on Sunday from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. In addition, there was a sign located on the property in the past for the applicant's modular home business. The county did request that that sign be removed. The applicant did comply. If this conditional use is granted, the applicant is requesting permission to replace a sign on the property with an illuminated sign, which of course would comply with the code, which would advertise the four businesses. As Mr. Lang stated, the property is served by an individual on-site well and septic system, and it will comply with DENREC requirements. The proposed use meets the purpose of the zoning code and complies with the comprehensive plan, and the approval of the conditional use will enable the applicant to continue to operate his businesses from this property. And for those reasons, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval of this application. And as always, we are here to answer any and all questions that you may have.
All right, then. Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here with or anyone on the commission has any questions. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in deference to our legal counsel, I chose to use pink stickers tonight in my book.
Although, sure, if that means.
I don't know. Yeah. I had blue for Mr. Byard. I didn't point that out, so I just want you to know. I try and stay along this.
Applicant's legal counsel.
That's right. That's right.
Feel a harassment suit coming on.
I'm trying to be politically correct here, but I blew that. I understand that Mr. Ennis has been there for 10 years operating his business. How many citations and violations has he received from the county in those 10 years?
I'd like to introduce Mr. Ennis to respond to that question.
I believe there's three.
Just three?
I think.
Okay. And why are you finally now applying for a conditional use if you've been operating for 10 years?
Due to the violations, we'd like to move forward and make it legit, stay there and continue the business, keep the roof on the head over our heads and serve the public.
Because I travel that road many times, and I just kind of assumed that you already had your permits and all that, to operate your business, multiple businesses there, but I stand corrected tonight. What I'm seeing here is you're wanting to build a new building?
Yes, sir.
And what would happen with the existing buildings that are on the property?
There is the dwelling that I live in, and of course the two sheds would disappear. There's no other buildings.
So your intent is to operate all your businesses out of this one structure?
Yes.
So your what's currently being used for multiple purposes, including a residence, will return to the use of a residence?
Very much so.
Okay. So then what we're addressing really is the property that's located next door to your residence.
Well, I'd like to have the whole acre and a half, if possible.
So you're wanting the additional property, because from what I've seen on the maps, that one, I don't know if it still is, but the property adjoining your house was owned by Dr. Kidd and Dr. Alpine. Have you purchased that property?
Not yet.
Okay, so you don't, where you want to put the building and the paved park and all that is owned by someone else at the current time?
If I understand.
No, Mr. Ennis does own the property, both parcels that are the subject of the application.
This is one current residence, which is Duenza's corner lot. Dr. Kidd's property you're speaking of is here.
Oh, it's back there.
Yes. This is the dry dock right here, which is about 75 yards away.
Right, but the corner piece is where you're wanting to put your building and the parking and all that.
Yes.
Correct? And you currently own that?
Yes.
Okay.
But you're also bringing the other parcel into the conditional use, is that right?
Yes.
Well, wait a second. Was it applied for?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
When you said the other parcel, are we talking about the one on the corner or the one behind it?
Both.
Talking about the one that belongs to Mr. Ennis to the bottom of the page on Route 24.
Right. Show me which parcel on that.
Yeah, point to, he's a little slow.
Right.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, and so that's the parcels that you're applying for?
Both parcels.
Okay, yeah, you said the other parcel after talking about the one behind it, and I want to make sure we weren't also talking about the one.
We apologize for any confusion.
It was probably just me. All right, thanks.
The site map that was prepared for the commission showed both parcels, the corner parcel and the existing residential parcel.
I got that. And I just...
So if what is currently being used for your multiple businesses and your residence is going to become your residence, why should we consider that for a conditional use also, if I'm hearing that's going to revert back to residential?
People come in and they will call eventually and wanted to see a modular home. That's exactly what that is, a modular home.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I live in a modular home, and I still sell modular homes. I still carry my two dealerships with two different factories. So if they would like to come into the house, I'd like to present that also.
And that's part of the construction services?
Correct.
Portion that we're
Well, that
taking.
Sounds like modular home sales, not construction services.
Sales.
So now we're adding, you're wanting to add the addition of manufactured housing sales.
Well, I sell one or two a year. Always have.
Right. When we know you've always done a lot of things that were not permitted, but so we're here now trying to bring everything into compliance, correct?
Yes, sir.
So should not your application also include modular home sales?
That's part of the construction. Is what I put out
in part of the construction company.
It may not have been worded properly. I apologize for that.
I think just to expand upon that, if I may, you're not going to have a manufactured home or a modular home displayed on the premise other than where you live.
Correct. That's exactly right. You're Thank you for clarifying that.
I'm just going to use it for sales purposes.
That can be fixed with a condition too.
Right. And then looking at your what you have up there, and the description of that building says boat, marina, storage, and sales.
Does it say storage?
It does say.
That's what mine says.
We are not proposing storage. That would be a condition that there would be no storage of boats on the property.
Okay. That's why I have one of my pink sticky notes on there. My question was about storage. So
engineering.
And you're not having a marina because there's not any water there, right?
Correct.
So we're really just talking about boat sales and repairs.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm trying to get a handle on what, you know, I know you like to be able to offer all this stuff, but I'm trying to get a handle on what it is you really want.
Because the 74-year-old business, I apologize, but trying to continue the services.
The office went through the same issue with the applicant prior to them, us accepting an application, clarify everything that he was doing. But his business card's a little large.
So the office has trouble understanding. It's just not me.
Yeah, I'm just to clarify. We asked for him to clarify if he was going to operate, and I have a letter right here. If he was going to operate any additional services, i.e., boat trailer storage, and/or sales. So we got him to clarify everything that he was doing at this time, so we could have the conditional use properly advertised.
So where do you do your boat repairs now?
90% of them is on the road during the summer months. As we speak now, we're not doing anything, and that's normally the way it is throughout the winter, along with the other businesses.
Right, but like in the summertime, you're going to the location of service, it's not being brought to
90%
you?
90% of the time, yes.
And how big a building are you wanting to build? A 40 by... No, is that 90?
It's like 50 by 90.
So if 90% of your boat repairs is done off-site, why do you need a 4,500-square-foot building?
I like to store my other equipment in there, my grass-cutting business, along with the power washers that I have and the trailers.
So that's the storage part, is your equipment? And...
Correct.
Okay, so...
And if I could get conditional use, I would like to do a little bit more repairs, you know, bring them to the shop and do them there instead of being on the road out in the inclement weather.
So are we looking at a repair shop, or are we looking at a place for you to have your boats on display for sale?
Well, there is an area
for sales, which is these four spots here. Used boats that I buy and refurbish and resell.
Can you share that again, please? That looks like parking spots. As I'm looking at my display.
These are actual parking spots, but that's actually where I like to have the boats for sale. Since this is a corner the Angola Road and 24, that actually would show the boats a lot nicer than if I had them down on Angola Road, these are little parking spots.
Do you currently have boats outside listed for sale?
I buy them local.
Just your personal boat? Okay, so now I'm hearing an expansion of your business to sale boats.
It's on there.
It's on there.
On the public news.
Right,
says,
but I mean, in terms
marine
of
services and sales.
I mean, in terms of expansion of what you currently have.
I'm not sure.
Currently, do you sell boats now?
Yes.
Currently, do you have boats that are on display for sale?
When I can get
other
them.
Than your own.
When I can get them. When I can feasibly afford them.
Currently, he only has his personal boat listed for sale on the property, but when he does have boats that are available for sale, they would be, or have been located on the property.
Can I expand upon your question again?
That'd be wonderful.
Do you consignment sales for other people, or do you just sell the boats that you purchase and
customers
refurbish?
Yes. From time to time, the very close customers that I've dealt with, and they're in desperate need of quick cash, yes.
Yes, you refurbish and sell, and you also sell consignment?
Yes.
On occasion. Is that what you're saying?
On what?
On occasion.
Yes.
That help me?
That helps. Some. Getting clear as ditch water. So what I'm hearing then is on your site plan, really what you're referring to is where next to the two handicap spots is where you want to have the ability to have up to five boats on display for sale.
If possible, yes.
Up to five?
Yes.
I'm trying to clarify things here now.
If I can refurbish six and I can make an extra dollar, I'd be very precious to have it. Very lucky.
Are we talking used boat sales or new boat sales?
No, I don't want to do new boats. No.
Right. So we don't want Short's Marine to get all upset.
Let him do what he wants to do. I want to be the BB in the 55-gallon drum. I'm not going to boom. I'm not going to grow. I'm just going to stay the way I am.
Have you had any discussions with Del Dot about your entrance?
I haven't, no.
Okay. So what we're seeing here may not, in fact, be something that Del Dot might approve given the close proximity to the intersection of Angola Road and 24?
Correct. The other option I may have is come through my backyard, which is my existing driveway is approximately right here. I can always come in here, the existing driveway, go right through the backyard. Possibly move this on an angle or possibly move it over here enough until I get through here.
Again, you're going to need Del Dot approval for your entrance. Am I correct, Mr. Lang?
That's right. Anytime you alter a site, it's got to be approved by Del Dot.
Okay. Maybe worth a while to have some discussion with Del Dot real quick. Okay. Bear with me as I refer to my bank notes. And on your drawing, I see a septic tank system. Is that to be shared with a house, or is that separate?
Separate.
Okay.
And with or without a septic, if the sewer district is completed, and he has, it's mandatory that he connect when it becomes available.
I asked them today, Mr. Lank, and they said no because of the high pressure pipe out there.
It'll be a while.
To do it, I would have to run all the way down to Angola Bata Bay.
Is that right? Their letter didn't sound that way.
Really?
It sounded like it would be mandatory once the district was available.
Yeah, I think, though, the problem is, like you said, is that's the same force main that runs up 24, and they're not letting people connect into that just because it's not designed for individual
pipe. From what I was told today.
Residential connections, yeah.
Might blow the houses out.
So their comments were that when I read them earlier, was that wastewater capacity is not available at this time, that you will use an on-site septic, that the site is not capable of being annexed into the sewer district at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, a connection is mandatory.
Yeah, no, that's correct. True. Yeah.
And are you proposing any parking in the front yard setback? Or is it all setback?
On the one-acre lot?
Yes, on the...
Just the parking will be, as you stated here, on the drawing.
Okay.
In this case, it would relate to the first 40 foot off the right of way.
Yes.
And the parking, it appears to be set back 40 foot from your 24.
Mr. Chairman, I have no more questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I just have one, and that is the both lots are being considered on this conditional use.
That's correct.
And what is the acreage of both of those lots?
1.5188 acres, total. Approximately.
Total.
What's that?
As advertised.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the site plan, be a men's and ladies' room that is going to be offered in the large building. Is that what
I'm
seeing?
I would like that in the future. Whether it will happen right away, I doubt it.
No. Precluding that, is your thought to have a porta potty or something on the site?
Yes.
It would be. I want to ask about the dumpster that you've got, the location of it on your site plan. Do you think, certainly if this were recommended to County Council, we would ask that that dumpster be screened from view. Do you feel that that site stigmatizes the neighboring property at all?
Well, there's nothing to the right of me. This is my residence here, and as we mentioned before, there's already big leaning cypresses mm-hmm. here. They will continue around the property. When it's all said and done, these here, you won't be able to see this project at all when it's all said and done. The Leland Cypress will come up Angle of Road, across the front, and down 24. Leland's already up to here.
So thank you.
You won't be able to see inside that at all.
Good. Thank you.
Can I ask a question before I forget?
Sure.
Earlier you talked about having the boats in those five parking spots there because of the visibility to 24 and to the road. Now I'm hearing you're talking about putting up trees so you won't be able to see them at all.
We will advertise these boats by paper and internet. The people that come in and see them, that's how they'll be seen.
But if you got trees and all that, how are they going to be able to see it?
These trees will be on the outside of the perimeter. When you come up the driveway or in the driveway here, if I get permission, you'll be able to see the boats when they come in.
When they come in, okay. So until the trees get big, you can see them from the road, and then once the trees get big, you have to come in the parking lot.
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I didn't mean to jump in front of you, Mr. Ross, but
that's a critical issue. I'm glad we got it worked out. Okay. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Ross. No questions. Okay.
Is that any question he had?
That's right. Mr. Lank.
I think I've said enough.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
I just have one. When were you initially violated?
I don't know. The first time?
Yeah, the first time. When was your first violation?
On a previous application, about 02. It was a different application, though.
Oh.
That's what I thought. This is the property's been the subject.
I was going to say, I thought I remembered us doing something with this before.
He applied originally for a modular home display.
Yeah.
It was denied.
Really?
Then he moved into the facility and resided there, so he had the right to offer it for sale. And then the other businesses we've been dealing for, I don't have the violation, but it was a violation over a year or so, at least.
Okay. Right. That's all I have. All right, then. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that wants to speak to your application. You're welcome. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1881, Harold R. Ennis Jr. and Dick Ennis Incorporated? Is there in favor? Okay.
Can I say something?
Sure. Come on up. Tell us who you are first, though.
My name is Mr. Gross. I live in Bayside Pontness. I wrote one of the letters, Betty Miller and I. I'm here, I don't know whether this is going to work, but I'm here to testify to his character. He has helped seniors.
Are you testifying that he is a character, or are you testifying to his character?
Well, maybe I better just read the letter. This letter is in reference to Dick Ennis's business that he runs on his property on the corner of John Williams Highway and Angola Road. We'd like to vouch that Betty Miller, she's 77 years old and he has helped her many, many times. We'd like to vouch for Dick's hard work and his honesty. Over the years, he has helped many retired seniors, myself included, with advice on the do's and don'ts of voting. I met him a few years ago when I was in need of my motor running on my pontoon. I wanted to go crabbing. I called 5 different dealers. 23 days, they could get to me. 17 days, 14 days. I called, an old man came by me and he said, why don't you call Dick Ennis? I called Dick Ennis. He was there at 4 o'clock. He worked on my engine right on the spot. He has also had with my neighbor, Betty Miller. Dick's worked out of his house like so many other people do. Instead of trying to take away his business, you should be encouraging people like him to start businesses, especially in this downturn economy that we have. Our country was founded on individuals like Dick. That is what has made America great. Orville and Wilbur Wright worked out of their garage. So did Edison. So did the Harley brothers worked out of their chicken coop. There are other businesses in his area. Right down the street, you put up a new firehouse. Right up 200 yards from them, they sell cars there every day. On Angola Road, there's a dock and a club. And right up the street from that, there's a business that sells produce. So why is there a problem? Red tape and bureaucracy. In my opinion, that's why there are 20 million people out of work. Come on, guys. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Dick rolls up his sleeves every day. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1881? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Gross, you know, I just can't let you go without telling you this. Nobody's trying to take anything away from this man. There are rules and regulations in every level of government. And we have to abide by them. That's the only thing that's going on here. If I were to put an objectionable business next to your house and you didn't care for it, what would you think? You know, that's all we're trying to do is bring this gentleman into compliance. Nobody shut him down. You know, that's all we're trying to do is to decide if this is an appropriate use on this piece of ground. Nobody's trying to hurt anyone. All right, then, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.